For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola Inkney with your local newscast. The Wyoming Supreme Court has declined to rule on the future of abortion access in the state. Jackson Hole Community Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports this is the latest development in the ongoing legal battle.
A Teton County District Judge asked the High Court earlier this year to decide if the state's near-total and medication abortion bans are constitutional. The laws were recently passed by the legislature, but have been blocked from taking effect while court challenges are heard. But the Supreme Court said Tuesday that the district judge did not provide enough information to make a ruling on issues, such as whether the abortion laws violate Wyomingites' religious liberty and if they're unconstitutionally vague. This decision came as a surprise to Christine Lichtenfels, who leads the abortion advocacy group Chelsea's Fund and is one of the plaintiffs in the case.
We remain optimistic and hopeful that Wyoming's values of freedom and equality will continue to protect Wyoming women.
This is the second time the Supreme Court has sent the case back to Teton County, saying the district court should make a ruling first. For now, abortion remains legal in Wyoming. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.
Wyomingites paid, on average, over $200 more than the national average for round-trip domestic flights last year. And between the spring of 2022 and 23, Jackson Hole Airport was one of the most expensive airports to catch a domestic flight in the nation, averaging nearly $600 round-trip. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Transportation Statistics and a report from NetCredit, an online loan lender who compiled statistics from major airports throughout the nation. Factors including the pandemic, staff strikes, and fuel prices could all have led to airfare hikes in recent years. And according to Jackson Hole Airport Executive Director Jim Elwood,
as a generality, there's been an increase in cost of airfares, but it's been across the country with very few exceptions.
Elwood expects flight prices to remain mostly the same for now as airlines continue through a turbulent time. Still, smaller airports with fewer passengers, less competing airlines, and more connections, like Wyoming's, are just likely going to cost more. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola Inkney.